We spoke a little beforehand about the difference between the mindset and the thinking between successful and unsuccessful people. For example, unsuccessful people do things like make excuses. Oh, I can't accomplish that. It's just bad timing. Oh, there's no way I can get to that next training. I can't afford it. Oh, I can't. I'm not. When you listen to a person like this, you just want to take them and go, ah, yes, you can. Here's what you do. Anytime you catch yourself or someone else getting into one of those moods where they're just, you know, making excuse after excuse, just take your pointer finger, put it on your lips, and just go, blah, 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 blah. They'll look at you like you're crazy, but it's a lot of fun just to watch the reaction. Anyways, so unsuccessful people make excuses. Unsuccessful people blame other people and other circumstances for their failure. Oh, well, see, I didn't make that income goal because it just wasn't the right time. Oh, just, you know, these people just aren't ready for the product that I have. Whatever. They blame other people. Do me a favor. Put your hand on your heart right now. Right now, go ahead. Put your hand over your heart and say with me, there's nobody to blame but me. There's nobody to blame but me. And that's the thing. People who aren't successful, they love to blame other people. They don't take responsibility for their actions. Unsuccessful people say things like they think that they already know everything that it takes to get to that next level. They try to do everything themselves. They don't look for a mentor. They try to do everything themselves and they think they already know everything. Don't you dare make that same mistake. Don't you dare. One of the biggest things that unsuccessful people do is they'll use the phrase, I can't afford that. Oh, I wish I could just take an eraser and just erase that phrase from people's vocabulary. Do you realize that that's the most expensive phrase in the English language? I can't afford that. Don't ever, 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 ever use that, even think that phrase. Doing so creates a little program in your subconscious of not being able to afford things. Simply turning it around to, how can I afford that? Remember how we talked about posing a question to your subconscious? If there's something that you see that you know would enhance your life, whatever it is, simply ask yourself the question, how can I afford that? You'll be surprised at how things will change in your life to make it so that you can. If there's something that you desire, whether it's a house, a car, a trip that you want to take with a special someone, it doesn't matter what it is. Always go after it. Never, ever give up and push it to the wayside because you seemingly can't afford it. On the other hand, people who are very successful, they look for ways to be able to accomplish things. So let me give you an example. Let me ask you a question. So let's say, for example, just roll with this with me for a moment. Let's say you have a grandparent who lives alone in, let's say Africa. What he's doing there, I don't know. Let's just say he does. So you have a grandfather who's living in Africa, and you get word that he passes away. You didn't know this, but he was very wealthy. And in his will, he left you a check for $10 million with the stipulation that you have to fly to Africa, go to his house, and personally pick up this check. What do you do? In your mind, you think, well, oh no, I can't afford a plane ticket to Africa. I don't have the money to be able to fly there and be able to get transportation and stay at a hotel and get food. What do you do? Several types of unsuccessful people won't make it happen. There are some that'll say, well, that's just a scam. I don't believe in scams, so therefore I'm not going to do it. Other types of people will say, well, I can't afford a plane ticket, so, well, too bad for me. But the people who are successful make things happen, no matter what. What would you do in that situation? This is a legitimate thing. Your grandfather left you $10 million. All you have to do is get there. Make it happen. Wouldn't you go find maybe a friend to borrow money from? Wouldn't you maybe get a loan from the bank or take a, you know, use a credit card? Who cares what it takes? Just get there. Successful people realize that when it comes to getting to that next level, they have to do whatever it takes. They make it happen. Write this down. Even if you're, you know, if you're driving, wait until you get, you know, at a stoplight, whatever. Just write this down. In order to get to the next level in life, I will make it happen no matter what. Successful people take responsibility for their failures. They see failures as an opportunity to grow and to better themselves and fix their situation. They never blame other people. They take responsibility for everything in their life, and they realize that the only person to blame is themselves. They realize that if things aren't going their way, they know to simply change their mindset and then make it happen. They make it happen. Instead of using phrases like, I can't afford it, again, they say, how can I afford it? And the biggest thing, absolute biggest thing, they find ways to invest in themselves. Now, I found this interesting phenomenon. People will spend hundreds and thousands and sometimes, you know, tens of thousands, and they'll invest in their car, they'll invest in their career and things like that, but they won't invest in themselves. When opportunity arrives, always, always, always invest in yourself, whatever that means to you. Whether that means getting a higher college level degree so that you can get a better career, whether it means going to a self-personal development seminar, whether that means going and seeing a best practitioner to get things cleared, whatever that means to you. Not too long ago, my wife and I had the opportunity to do just that. We were at a training, and the presenter offered a higher level training for a certain number of dollars. My wife and I looked at each other. We didn't have that amount. We could have let that stop us. We could have sat there in our chairs and say, well, guess it wasn't for us. Guess we'll just have to let this opportunity pass by us. Thankfully, we didn't. Thankfully, something stirred inside us and said, no, make it happen no matter what. So I go to the back. I paid the fee, which was not cheap, by the way. I paid the fee. We get to this training and we begin to put into practice the things that we had learned. Within 3 hours of work, putting this into practice, 3 hours of work, I made nearly triple my investment back. And since then, our monthly income has more than doubled and continues to go up, simply because we had the wherewithal to invest in ourselves. It's amazing what you can do. Always, always find ways to invest in yourself. Again, whatever that means to you. Find a way to improve your brain, to get that training that you need, and go out there and make it happen.